Merging with Shiva Lesson 198. Reprogramming the Subconscious. Superconsciousness functions through the conscious mind as well as the subconscious. Basically, we have no need for those two particular categories of mind unless we slip out of superconsciousness and start to rebuild a subconscious by spending too much time with awareness flowing through the conscious area of the mind, or the world of the senses, which is separate in a way from superconsciousness. In short, this is called worldliness. When we neglect our religious life and spend too much time only being aware in the environment of the external world, a subconscious begins to build, clouding the inner sky and separating us from the sun god Shiva. Is worldliness having two Mercedes, a large house, lots of money, and everything that you want in life? No. Those are the tools that you must have to fulfill your dharma. Worldliness is the animal nature, the nature that gets angry, jealous, hateful. That's worldliness. So when the subconscious mind becomes too full, then we are totally in the conscious mind and don't want to have any desire to look inside ourselves because we are afraid of what we might see. And then we are worldly. The subconscious mind is divided into two sections. One regulates the involuntary processes of the body, and the other the involuntary processes of the emotions, the instinctive habit patterns, our action and reaction process, and all the things we experience in everyday living. Most people on the path have experimented with proper nutrition, have closely watched their diet, and have seen that it has had an immediate effect upon the physical body. The body began to change, to look different, and feel better to live in. It became more vibrant and slender as the food intake had its chemical reactions upon the cells. Generally, unless they had acquired a deep understanding of nutrition, or it became a part of their lifestyle, they drifted back to their old patterns of eating. They found that the body quickly changed into the way it used to behave, look, and feel, because of the improper chemical balance from the food intake. This is what can happen in the part of the subconscious mind which handles the involuntary processes of the body. The very same thing happens in the part of the subconscious mind that handles the processes of the emotional body. The aspirant on the spiritual path can work diligently with himself and put a fine program into his subconscious. But if he does not use that program and keep up the intensity by traveling on the path, if he sits down on the path where he is and stops striving, if he allows previous habit patterns, actions and reaction processes to remold his subconscious again from the instinctive areas of the mind, the subconscious will rebuild itself or reprogram itself all by itself into the same condition it had before he started working with it. Be alerted to this. Be careful with the subconscious mind. If you are on the path, keep moving along. Stay in a good environment. Keep up the intensity and associate with those who are on the path, those who are working with themselves. those who are inwardly striving, and by their example and the vibration of their being, they will inspire and help you work with yourself and inwardly strive. When the old habit patterns start to reprogram the subconscious mind, almost without your knowing it, the vibration of those who are striving on the path around you will check those qualities from gaining too much power. We are influenced by our environment. We are influenced by the people around us. Therefore, be with the people that can influence you the best until you are reprogrammed powerfully enough to influence those around you. Om Namah Shivaya.